And it's very refreshing and encouraging to see members from the Beltline congregation. And words cannot express it, but we are so appreciative of you all for being here. It means a lot. And we're thankful to the elders and their support, not just being here this evening, but coming over immediately after service this morning, expressing their condolences and prayers for the congregation here at Austinville. And it has not gone unnoticed. We appreciate it very, very much. Just real quickly, Ms. Sonia told me to tell everyone that they have enough food right now, so don't worry about bringing any food by their home. And so we just check with them a little later on in the week and see how they're doing with food. But they still covered your prayers and your thoughts, and they're holding up about as well as you. And you can imagine anybody who's going through a time like this. We're going to do something a little different tonight than what we normally do for services. We're going to have a prayer service tonight, which will consist of some songs, some scripture reading, some prayers, and just some short words to try to encourage you all to keep the faith. We're here to worship God, to serve God, but we're also here to encourage and build up each other. And that's what I pray that we all get from being gathered here tonight. So we're going to get started here, and we have the Beltline elders who are going to be leading us in some of our prayers this evening. Afterwards, if there are those of you afterwards who would just love to just sit down and talk with someone, just have some prayers to yourself, the elders at Beltline have offered themselves to us. We've got several classrooms that are available for those who would just like to sit down with their family and one of the elders or someone here, or if the members here at Austinville just want to get together and have some family time and pull it together. It couldn't be a better thing for us to do than to do that. And so after services, those of you interested in that, I would really encourage you to take advantage of it. So at this time, we're going to ask one of the elders, Brother Steve Chandler, if you will, to come open us up in a word of prayer at this time.
As part of the Beltline family and elders, we just bring to you our love for you. It's just a very tragic day. You know, we don't have answers, and we can't give you answers, but we can point you to Jesus, and we can hold on together as he helps us get through quite difficult times. And our church is not unfamiliar with tragedies, and so many of you have been a part of that and have come to our aid and have given us comfort. And we just want you to know that we're here for you as long as it takes. Because we all are, even though we meet in different places in Decatur, we are God's people in this town. We are the Church of Christ in Decatur. And so we want you to know that. And we love you. And we'll be praying for you. Shall we pray? Dear Father, it's like times like this that we have doubts and fears and questions. We can't understand, we can't even comprehend enough to even phrase the prayer to you. But you know the hurt that's going on here. The hurt that even our church feels as our brothers and sisters here hurt for their loved one. And Lord, in our feeble attempts to pray and ask for guidance and peace and to give solace and answers, we just ask you to hear our moanings and our groanings. Such a precious church who has been such as a star for you in this community, who has had a long tradition of service to you, dear Lord, we just ask you to give comfort to the Austinville congregation. Help them to come together like they never have in unity to endure the pain, the suffering, the doubts, and the fears they have at this time. And that out of this tragedy, that this church will be fortified and united to do even greater and bigger things in your kingdom, that you'll receive the glory. And dear Lord, as they grieve, help people around them to see how Christians grieve and how we turn to you for the answers when we don't have any, and how we hold on to you when we have such doubts that we want to fall away. And in this time of grief, let this town, our citizens see a congregation that calls on God to relieve their pain and then find peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to lead the first song, and then John Vandenberg is going to carry us through the song service from that point forward. First song will be Father Alone.
Father Alone.
Tempted and tried, we're all in His wonder. Why do we need us all along? While there are others in the house, never will there sin go in the wrong. Father,
singing Blessed Assurance.
Mother of God, virgin of God,
first scripture reading, and follow that by his prayer.
First reading will come from Psalms chapter 34. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and love many days and may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lip from speaking deceit, and depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. The face of the Lord are against those who do evil, to cut off their remembrance from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves those who have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them. We now have a prayer by pass my letter. Charles Elliott. We have a prayer by Charles Elliott this time.
We love you. Sherry and I came to Decatur in 85, brought the children here when I started my practice, and we visited at Austinville. Jackie was preaching, of course, and fell in love with Austinville. Absolutely love Austinville. My dear friend, however, was worshiping at Beltline, and we went ahead and joined over at Beltline. But we are so very sorry, and our hearts just hurt. They just hurt. Let's pray, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. And Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who our wonderful high priest that lets us come before your throne, and for your wonderful Holy Spirit who searches our hearts when we don't have words. And right now, Father, we've just kind of run out of words. Our hearts ache. They just ache. And the hurt is so deep. And Father, we just need you to help us right now. Father, a precious family is suffering right now. And we pray, Father, that you'll wrap your loving arms around them and provide just a moment of peace for them right now. And Father, there's a church family hurting as well here that's also in great pain. And Father, we just pray, Father, that you'll provide comfort for them as well. Father, in the minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and even years ahead, I pray that you'll shower this wonderful congregation with your grace. That you'll strengthen my dear brothers and my dear sisters here as they lift each other up and as they bear each other's burdens, Father, as they're called to as your children. And finally, Father, my prayer is that the God of all comfort and all grace will care for this wonderful body of believers whom we love so dearly. And it's in the name of sweet Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Song will be "I Need Thee Every Hour." We'll sing all four verses. All four verses. Let's all stand. I'm sorry. Let's all sing. We'll stand on the next one. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
you have your Bibles, let's open up to Psalms chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Psalms chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of the death encompass me. The torrents of destruction assail me. The cords of the Sheol entangle me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress I call upon the Lord. To my God I cried for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. The next verse will be Psalms chapter 23. Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And the final verse before our prayer this evening is Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied with the fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. And in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. We'll now be led in prayer by Brother Steve Harris.
Let's pray again. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you at this time with heavy hearts. Lord, we know that you know what we need better than we know how to ask it. Lord, this body has been shaken by the news of this day and very saddened by what's happened and transpired on this day. Lord, we pray your comfort and blessing on the Lee family at this time. We pray that you will grant them peace and give them comfort in the days ahead. Lord, we pray also your blessings upon all of his many friends here at this church. He was loved by so many. Lord, I pray that you'll give each and every one comfort. Give them happy remembrances of Alan. And Lord, I pray that you will help everyone to pull together, to lean on one another, and be an encouragement to each other during a time of great loss. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this church. Help this church to look to each other and to be able to help one another. Help every member here to be able to look around them and be able to be an encouragement to that person. Lord, we don't know the plans forward, but we know you do, and we know that you have a plan for this church. We pray that you will bless them, even in this storm that they're in right now, and we pray that you will give them peace. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
What has Satan always tried to do to mankind? Take his eyes off God. He convinced Adam and Eve to take their eyes off God. He convinced the people of Noah's day to take their eyes off God. He convinced Lot, the people of Lot's day, to take their eyes off God. He convinced Joseph's brothers to take their eyes off God. He convinced David at moments in his life to take his eyes off God. He convinced the children of Israel to take their eyes off God. He convinced Judas to take his eye off God. He convinced the early people who persecuted the church to take their eyes off God. He's always tried to get mankind to take his eyes off God. And he's trying to make us take our eyes off God. But when you look down through time, you see the people who did not take their eyes off God are the people who prevailed. Noah did not take his eyes off God. He and his family were saved. Joseph did not take his eyes off of God. He ended up saving his family. Children of Israel who didn't take their eyes off God, like Joshua and Caleb, were the only ones who made it into the promised land. And the remnant that were left from the children of Israel coming out of captivity kept their eyes on God. The people in the early church who were persecuted kept their eyes off God, and they made it. And just like those people, we too must keep our eyes off God. Because Satan wants to destroy one thing, our hope. There was a school system in a big city. And this school system had a program in which they would send teachers to the local hospital to help any students who ended up in the hospital from that school to make sure they didn't get behind on their work. There was one little boy who got in a bad fire. He was burned severely. And so the school system said, we want to send a teacher down there to help him because he's been struggling with his nouns and his adverbs. The boy had been unresponsive for about 5 days, and so that teacher went down there, talked to that young boy, no response. Well, she carried on anyway about the nouns and the adverbs, and when she walked out of the door, she felt like she had not accomplished anything. She got a call from the hospital the next day and said, could you please come down here? We need to talk to you. Well, driving to the hospital, the woman thought she had done something wrong. And when she got to the hospital, they said, what did you do yesterday? She said, what do you mean? She said, for the first time since he's been here, this young boy has started responding. And she said, I did nothing but taught his nouns and his adverbs. Well, befuddled, the nurses said, oh. She left. They finally went in to the young boy 2 days later, and they asked him, and they said, what happened? What did she do? Did she just teach you your nouns and adverbs, or did she do something else to you? He said, she did something else to me. And they were startled. They said, what? He said, she gave me hope. And he said, they don't send teachers to teach boys nouns and adverbs unless they believe that boy is going to live. And he said, it gave me hope. And I'm telling you all, in God, we have hope. God has told all of his followers down through the years that if we keep our eyes on him, we stay focused on him, and we work through the trials of life. He made a promise to us that he has never broken since he has been God. And that promise is, I will never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And just like he didn't break that promise then, he's not going to break it now. Be encouraged. We will make it through. And we will make it through together. That's God's promise, not mine. We're going to have a couple closing songs, and after which we'll be closed out in a word of prayer with my brother Keith Skinner. But on behalf of the members here and the elders here at Austinville, thank you so much. And I want to just say something to our members here, that our elders need us right now more than ever. Our elders need us. They need us to wrap our arms around them and tell them we love you. We care about you.
and we are here for you. And that's what they need to hear from this point forward. And we need to tell that to each other. God bless all of you here tonight.
God's Family will be our closing song. We're going to sing all three verses. If everyone would, please grab a hand, person next to you. Once again, appreciate everybody from Beltline, all the visitors we had, everybody that came together to be here for us. Thank you. After this, we'll be dismissed by our closing prayer. Let us sing.
We're part of the family. That's been born again, part of the family, whose love knows no end, for Jesus has saved us and made us His.
Sometimes we dream. To thank the Austinville Church for allowing us to be with you tonight. And brother, I appreciate what you said. I think that's exactly right. We remember. It's been several years ago, but the memory is fresh of losing a loved one of your congregation. And that's why we wanted to be here tonight, to love you, to minister to you, and just be with you. Let's pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, we dream of that home that you've given us such assurance that through Jesus Christ, your Son, through your grace and your mercy, that we understand that we can have assurance that one day we will be together again. Father, help us to live our lives on this earth as a testament to that belief, that assurance, that conviction. And Father, when such difficult circumstances arise and they knock us down, help us to hold out a hand to each other, to lift each other up, and to walk this journey together. Father, it's hard enough to take what Satan throws at us without tragic circumstances. But when they occur, Father, help us to search our souls. Help us to look deep inside. Help us to lean on you and focus on your will in our lives so that we have a bigger picture, so that we understand that whatever happens on this earth is not the end, Father. Whatever happens on this earth should be a glory and a testament to you, to our Lord and Savior. Father, help us to be unified. We pray for your blessings on this congregation. Father, I pray earnestly that they will purpose each and every one to stay together, to be unified as a body of believers, striving to be the best disciples they can be every day. Father, I pray for peace and comfort for this family that has suffered such loss. And Father, I pray for this congregation as a whole, that they can find healing. We know there aren't answers that we'll be able to point to, but there is direction and there is hope. Help us to rest in that hope, Father, and this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Very quickly, if I could have, if the elders of Beltline don't mind, would you mind going to the back door right there and just standing at the back door for me? If we have any members here tonight who just need to a little more prayer time, or just need to talk with someone and just need some words of encouragement on which direction to go through in your spiritual life and how to move forward, the elders at Beltline are going to be standing back there. They've offered to do this for us, and I appreciate them so much for it. So just stop them at the back door and tell them that you're in need of something like that, and they'll be happy to help you. We appreciate them so much.
If there are any here tonight that would like to partake of the Lord's Supper, if you will exit out to your left, the first hall, we will be glad to serve you. Thank you.